Is the nation moving away from Christianity and other forms of conventional faith? The Barna Group is a marketing research firm that for three decades has strategically tracked the role of faith in America, developing one of the nation's most comprehensive databases on spiritual indicators. In efforts to explore the emerging post-Christian landscape of the nation, Barna completed an analysis of nearly 43,000 interviews conducted in recent years, based on residents of cities in nearly 100 major metropolitan areas across the United States. Interviewees were graded on 15 factors, including do not believe in God, identify as atheist or agnostic, disagree that faith is important to them, have not prayed in the past year, have never made a commitment to Jesus, and others. Clint Jenkins is Vice President of Research at Barna Group.
There's a lot of different ways to group people and say, this group of people is more Christianized than this group of people is more secular. There's a lot of ways to do that. We've put forward one way that we think gets beyond just, you know, people raising their hand saying, I'm a Christian. That's what we're trying to get past.
According to the study, post-Christian cities met at least 60% of the 15 factors. Highly post-Christian cities met 80% of them. The top five most post-Christian cities include the Albany-Schenectady-Troy, New York metro area at 63%, Burlington, Vermont, 60%, Portland, Maine, 59%, Providence, Rhode Island, 56%, and Hartford, Connecticut at 54%. Other cities in the top 10 include San Diego, California, Buffalo, New York, and Portland, Oregon. Jenkins hypothesizes.
And I think what we saw was the Northeast part of the country really developing, taking pride in its intellectual tradition. And I think as you do that, religion kind of gets edged out a little bit.
John Shook is Education Director for the Center for Inquiry in Amherst, New York, whose mission is to foster a secular society based on science, reason, freedom of inquiry, and humanist values. Shook explains that many people continue to want a spiritual life.
They want help with their lives, as we all do. We all need guidance through our griefs and troubles and tragedies. That's going to remain a fair constant in American life, and I think people feel very free at liberty to mix and match things that they find in their own religion or in neighboring religions or in quite different religions.
Blake Ryder weighs in. He's the rector of Christ Church in Poughkeepsie.
As a parish priest, I certainly would prefer that more people attend weekly worship. I believe that going to church on a regular basis, that praying together, singing music that expresses our hopes and our dreams and even our fears and our laments, listening to sermons that inspire and comfort and especially that challenge us, all of those are good for the soul. And I believe more people should do that. And I actually believe more people should come to my church and do that. But having said that, one can certainly be a Christian and never attend church.
Ryder adds he's okay with the landscape becoming post-Christian.
I don't believe that Jesus was calling his followers to cooperate quite so much with the cultural and societal and political powers that be. I'm okay with the church standing a little more over and against the powerful in politics and society.
If the Barna study is accurate, spiritual leaders seeking to fill their pews with young churchgoers may have a tough road ahead. Dennis Donati, pastor emeritus at River of Hope Fellowship in Malta, Saratoga County, sees the survey as transparent.
Years ago, when they used to do surveys, they used to have a lot of people say, yeah, I'm a Christian, but really weren't. They may not have gone to church in 20 years. There's a lot of people who think they're saved. And then there's a lot of people now that just say, no, I'm not. I don't know that I even believe. I don't believe in the Bible. I don't know if it's true. You know, I guess my mom and dad were Christians, so I guess I'm that, you know, but that's it. More people are being honest today when you survey them to say, no, I don't believe that.
Donati says young people continue to trickle into church and some ultimately become members. According to Barna Group's metrics of post-Christian culture, more than 7 out of 10 adults describe themselves as Christian, and more than 6 out of 10 Americans say they are deeply spiritual. There's a link to Barna Group's survey and related articles on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.